So would you even care? And I'll be there.
Phil Henry
Show. The hell? Sorry. This is the Phil Henry Show. This is the Phil Henry Show. That's the one. (1-800-449-8686) Phil Henry Show, and we have with us Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier because we're only a few days away from the 73rd Academy Awards. Doug is a film critic for the Orange County Courier and is going to be talking with us about things, I guess, Doug. And we had an accident out there today. I know that there was an injury as some scaffolding collapsed at the Shrine Auditorium and where they were preparing the preparing the building for the awards. Do we know anything more about that?
We know, Phil, that this was a serious injury suffered by at least one individual, and we're just going to stay on top of that as quickly as we can. Mike Schaefer, your producer, probably should probably draw up some of that information for you and give it to you.
All right, so tell us about the 73rd Academy Awards. There's great stories to be told, some big pictures.
Well, and there's also a smaller drama, Phil, playing itself out as well. And it has a little bit to do with me. As you know, I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. I have been out since last fall.
And I think that's courageous of you.
Thank you. But as a gay journalist, I'd like to shake things up in the film community as a gay man and as a gay journalist. And Monday, Phil, I officially requested to be the first gay journalist, the first journalist, period, to sit within the first 10 rows of the stage.
And I say that again because there's I don't know what's going on.
We got a very busy office here tonight.
Say that again. You want to be the first journalist.
I will be the first journalist. I'll be the first gay journalist to sit within the first 10 rows of the stage.
All right. Now, the journalists generally are outside or backstage, right?
That is correct. Well, traditionally, the film journalists who were there to cover the Academy Awards have been in a tent out back or have been backstage. But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and because of that, I perceive things, I think, a little bit more clearly than straight journalists. Both straight journalists look at the stars through a sort of filter of awe, a filter of admiration. I don't think they get the straight story. Gay people, and especially gay journalists, Phil, which is what I am, have used through the years something that we call it sounds probably a little strange to the straight world, but we call it homovision. And what homovision is the ability to look into the eyes of someone and tell if they're sincere.
And it's homovision.
Well, that's what we call it. But it's the ability to look into the eyes of someone and tell if they're sincere. And I want to be in the first 10 rows of the Academy Awards. I want to look into the eyes of these people when they're thanking this person and thanking that person. Long-winded speeches. I want to look into their eyes and see if they're sincere. I think there's a story there. And I remember even on television, I saw Roberto Benigni's display after he won For Life is Beautiful, okay?
And Best Actor.
That's correct.
Did he look insincere to you?
Oh, that was the most wooden, insincere display I have ever seen in my life.
The guy jumped all over the place, Doug. And
oh, yeah, you can put it on, great. But he was absolutely without any doubt in my mind, faking all of that.
And he jumped up onto the back of people's chairs. He embraced and kissed people. You're saying that was all an act?
That was all an act to promote the movie. That was the most, absolutely the phoniest. And don't forget, Phil, he's an actor. And I think we all forget these people are actors. I want to look into their eyes. I'm waiting for my tickets. And I would like VIP parking as well. And we're going to see what happens.
All right, you sent a request to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
Do you remember that Jack Palance doing the one-arm push-up?
Jack Palance, yeah, he did that after City Slickers.
He did it after winning the Supporting Actor Award for City Slickers. What a phony. Absolute phony.
Jack Palance doing a one... How can you be a phony doing a one-arm push-up? I told you I could only do two, okay?
He's putting it on. He's trying to impress people. Phony baloney. That's the whole thing about Hollywood, and I think your listeners would agree with this. What a bunch of phonies all these actors are. Phony baloney, like that thing that... Do you remember a film called Raging Bull?
Yes, I do remember Raging Bull.
What did you think of that movie?
Raging Bull was brilliant. I thought it was the probably, I think, most people would agree, it's the greatest performance, the greatest single performance of Robert De Niro's career.
Okay. Do you remember when, as Jake LaMotta, they put him in the jail cell and he started crying and beating his head against the wall and all of that?
Yeah, that was very powerful. Then they jailed Jake LaMotta.
That's correct. You remember that?
Yeah.
That was so phony. He wasn't even crying. He was pretending. He was.
What are you talking about, man? I mean, there's no way a guy does a performance like that without actually feeling that.
No, that's what an actor does. And I see this, okay?
So you went to the movies, you saw Raging Bull, you see Robert De Niro crying in the jail cell, and he's a phony baloney.
Phony baloney. Phony baloney. Now, the Academy has one more day, or things are going to have to get a little bit of ugly, Phil, and they're going to have an image problem. I don't get my tickets. Things are going to happen.
Well, I don't know where we're going with that. Hold on for a minute.
I mean,
hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, Doug Danger, talking about the Academy Awards, and you want to be sitting in the auditorium is basically it, right?
I want to be sitting within 10 rows of the stage, yeah.
Even though you're just a member, now I'm not just denigrating what you do, but because you're a member of the working press, covering films, these guys usually are backstage. You want to be in the auditorium because you want to be able to see their eyes and see if they're sincere when they start... When they start thanking people, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. What's so funny about that?
Well, it just strikes me as amusing, you saying that you have homo vision, because...
You know something, Phil? I'm not going to be allowed to have myself be a homophobic spectacle here, okay?
I'm not homophobic, Doug. I don't like it when you say that. I'm just saying, you as a gay journalist...
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and as a gay man and a gay journalist, I can see if people are sincere, all right? And I will tell you this right now, if I don't get tickets to be in the first 10 rows at the Academy Awards, Hollywood's going to have an image problem.
And Doug, no offense, but you write for the Orange County Courier. It's not the, it's not the big...
I'm not going to be relegated to some press stand outside like a busboy coming into the service entrance, all right? I'm not a busboy. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And
Doug, no offense, man, but you don't write for the biggest circulation paper in the world, okay? The Orange County Courier, I don't know what the circulation is, okay?
Well, I guarantee the circulation is going to be increased when I start outing people in Hollywood.
Is that what's your big...
That's not my big threat. That's what I'm going to do if I don't get tickets to the first 10 rows of the Academy Awards.
You're going to start to out people?
Out people in Hollywood that I know of, yeah.
You know what, man? That's pretty low. I mean,
What would you know about it? You're straight. What do you know about the gay community? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
All right. Maybe I don't know anything. It seems to me that that's the kind of thing that should best be left to the individuals outing somebody who may be in a delicate position socially, a delicate position business-wise, could be very damaging to that person.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm saying to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, I want tickets for myself and a friend, first 10 rows of the Academy Awards, and I want VIP treatment. And the reason is for, Phil, not because I think I'm special, but as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I must be in the front row of that ceremony on Sunday night so I can look into the eyes of these funny baloney actors as they thank their mother, they thank their dog, they thank their car, they thank their house, they thank the sidewalk in front of their house, and all these other ridiculous things. I want to see if they really mean it. For instance, when someone gets up and says, I want to thank my wife who has suffered from bone marrow cancer for the last 6 months, I want to know if they're serious or if they're just joking.
Why would a guy get up into the Academy Awards?
Phil, just, I'm a journalist, and as a gay man and as a gay...
Why would a guy get up in the Academy Awards and say, and by the way, you know what...
So you're laughing, why?
Well, it's nuts, man. Yeah, by the way, I want to thank my wife who's suffering from bone marrow cancer. Oh, I'm just kidding.
You know something, Phil? I submitted my request on Monday. They got 24 more hours until close of day Friday to honor my request before.
Before what?
The bags are going to start falling in Hollywood.
Okay. Or else you're going to turn that high-powered homo vision on them, huh?
So you're being homophobic?
No, I'm not being homophobic. Give me a break. I don't know. There's no law against it, but I think what he's doing, he could get himself sued. Doug Danger, who is with the Orange County Courier, gay man, gay journalist, he's going to start outing people if he doesn't get tickets in the first 10 rows of the Academy Awards for Sunday night. And I ask him, why do you have to be that close? Because as a gay man and as a gay journalist, his perception's clear. He wants to look into the eyes of the actors to see if they're sincere when they start thanking people. Otherwise, he says he's gonna use Homo Vision. I mean, give me a freaking break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Reading is not a natural act. You have to train your brain to do it. But I...
One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show, and on the line with us is Doug Danger. He is a film critic with the Orange County Courier, and we're talking about the Academy Awards. What we're really talking about here, Doug, is your stated desire to be in the first 10 rows because you're a gay journalist, and you feel that you have the right to be in the first 10 rows of the Academy Awards. I don't know what this is, to say that you can turn your high-powered gay perception on people and
to find out if they're telling the truth, and to find out if these individuals are worthy of these awards, and to find out just exactly who we're dealing with. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, and I came out of the closet almost 6 months ago, I have had to go through hell. I've had to go through all kinds of... It's been a long, hard crawl to this point for me. And I will not allow people to tell me that I can't use Homo Vision to find out.
And this term Homo Vision, I think, is... So in other words, you have this perception, this high-powered perception, you can tell if somebody's lying.
As a gay man, as a gay journalist, we don't put filters on like straight people do. That's right.
Filters like straight people. Okay. Laurie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes.
Okay, I just have to say to Doug... Doug, you know, I really don't think that there's anything as Homo Vision. I think this is a ridiculous statement that you think that because you're a gay man and a gay
person... I don't know what you have to say about it at all, Laurie, unless you're gay.
I don't need to be gay.
You do need to be gay. You're just another straight person telling us how it is, and the most screwed up people I know are straight.
Okay.
Yeah, but this term Homo Vision...
I'm talking about the ability for us to see...
As
a gay man, as a gay journalist, I can tell who's telling the truth and who isn't.
Okay, but, and as a woman, I can't.
No, ma'am, not as well as we can, because we don't have that straight filter that straight people have.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Robert on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil Henry
yes, sir.
Show. I think this guy is a nutcase. His sexuality...
Once again, the straight world is weighing in on what I'm supposed to think as a gay man and as a gay journalist.
No, the point is your sexuality does not entitle you to sit in the front 10 rows of the Academy Awards.
I believe
as
it does.
A journalist,
I think the Academy Awards has kept gay journalists out. I think they have mistreated gay people. I think that they have brutalized them, been part of the sterilization process.
What are you talking about, Hollywood?
That's correct. And so in that sense, yes, I do believe that we have that right.
Well, as a journalist, you may have that right.
As a gay journalist.
Your sexuality has
man.
Nothing to do with it.
I'm a gay man.
You're a gay man.
And a gay
and
journalist.
And a salesman. That doesn't
right,
make
but
me a heterosexual salesman.
No, you can describe yourself any way you want. That's your prerogative. I'm a gay journalist. And if I have something at my disposal like Homo Vision, why can't I not use that?
I have gay friends, and I think this Homo Vision is...
What is that?
I mean, I don't understand it. My gay friends don't talk that way.
Talk like what? That they don't talk?
Homo Vision.
Okay, so in other words, your gay friends are not talking to the straight guy about Homo Vision. It's something that we have. It's our ability to look through the obvious bullcrap and see the truth about people. That's all. And
well, why do my gay friends don't have that ability?
Have what ability?
The ability that you're talking about. They don't talk about Homo Vision. They can't. They don't
claim
to see things I can't see.
Sir, I don't know your friends. All I can tell you is that...
I mean, I have gay friends, all right, and I don't hear them talking about...
It's pointless for me to talk to straight people about what your gay friends say. I don't know, okay? They may be protecting you. But I can tell you this much. When I look at Vanessa Redgrave get up and get the Academy Award for Julia and start talking about the Zionist regime of Israel, and I know she's only kidding. And
what do you mean she's kidding?
She's getting up and clowning. It's the same as Richard Gere clowning about Tibet. I feel it's my right to report on it. That's what I need to do, Robert. That's what I need to do, Phil. Now, I have black friends, too. Big deal. Maybe St. Louis gay men don't have the ability. You live in St. Louis, sir?
Yeah.
Do St. Louis gay people have homo vision ability? I don't know.
I don't know either, but the point is, I respect you as a journalist, and I respect you wanting to sit there as a journalist, but the point is, I don't believe your sexuality entitles you.
Homo vision is not something we talk about with everybody, but I would suggest respectfully, sir, that you check the St. Louis gay community to see if homo vision is in use there.
All right, thank you for your call. This homo vision thing, man, is kind of like...
Yeah, you're straight. You don't get it. And so it bothers you. You're not in the club. It bothers you. And I can understand that. Okay? But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I have the right to have the homo vision, and I also have the right to see whether these people are lying or not. Otherwise, I'm going to start to out some people.
I think that that's unconscionable. I think it's unethical. I think you might even get yourself sued. And I just, you know, why should other people suffer because you can't use your homo vision in the first 10 rows of the Academy Awards, man? You said you saw Roberto Benigni on TV acting like a phony baloney. You say that was completely insincere, him jumping up on the backs of chairs, right?
That is absolutely correct.
All right. You saw that on TV. Why can't...
But think of how much more powerful I could be in terms of my perception as a gay man, as a gay journalist, if I was able to be there. Marlon Brando sending up Sasheen Littlefeather to pick up his award for The Godfather was a riot. I mean, that was funny. And that's some of the greatest comedy.
All right, so now you're going to tell me he didn't give a crap.
He didn't give a crap about Indians. He still doesn't. Marlon Brando, I mean, the only thing he cares about is Krispy Kreme. They opened one up across the street. That's all he cares about.
Yeah, that's really funny, man.
I'm dead serious.
He doesn't care about Native Americans just getting fat on donuts.
Look at him. Talk to me. Look at him.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Scott on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yes, sir. Hi, Scott.
I'm an openly gay male in Houston, Texas, 37 years old. I've been out for 20 years. I'm appalled by what this gentleman is saying.
It's great to come out. It's great to be out. Oh, you're appalled.
Great to be out. I'm glad. Wait till you've been out for 20 years and not just 6 months. I have no idea why he thinks that being gay makes him more sensitive to be able to tell whether people are sincere or not. I'm a hairdresser. I don't think being gay makes me a better hairdresser or not.
I don't necessarily say that being a gay journalist...
said that all along. That's all I've heard you say since I turned on my radio. That because you're a gay journalist, you have more powers, more sensitivity to be able to tell whether people are truthful or not.
Scott, you know as well as I do that you're presenting a face to the world that gay men are not aware of homo vision, and that we are all sort of...
Well, I'm not trying to know what homo vision is. Like I said, I've been out 20 years, and I don't know what homo vision is.
I'm also very appalled
with you that the idea that you would out people, and your 20
well, that's my point,
using
yeah.
the word earlier when you said fags are going to start falling.
Yes,
how
sir.
Horrible of you to say that.
Well,
that
sir,
is just
why is it as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm not allowed into the Academy Awards to tell a story, tell the true story?
I don't think that's why they're not allowing you in there to tell you the truth. I don't think it has anything to do with you being homosexual.
I'm a gay man. Are you gay?
I'm openly gay for 20 years.
So why are we putting this face of the world that there is not unity in our community, and you're coming on here and you're calling me some kind of a...
Because you use the word fags in a very derogatory manner.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. Well, some of these people that are still in the closet need to be dragged out.
Now, wait a minute. This gentleman said he's been out for 20 years.
I disagree.
And you said, Doug, that you've only been out for 6 months.
So?
That's right.
So what?
So you got a long way to go.
I've got a long way to go before you start understanding. Oh, I got a long way to go before I earn my game.
Were you gay? Did you live through the AIDS crisis of the early 80s?
What's that?
I was there, buddy.
Did you march on
Washington back in the 80s? I did.
At that time, I couldn't do it. I was working for a company that didn't allow gay people.
Well, I think that there's a lot more serious issues in the gay community that you could be tackling and helping us with other than outing homosexuals in Hollywood.
Well, I think once you understand what I mean by homo vision, and I'm surprised you don't know that.
I guess I've just been in the dark or something because
that's
the terminology I'm not familiar with.
All right. Well, now thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Back with Doug Danger in a moment. And we are on the line right now with Doug Danger. And Doug is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. He is a film critic. And Doug, I've seen your film reviews. They are on target. Can I ask you a question about who you think is going to win Best Picture?
You know something, Phil? I'd love to sort of get into a lot of that fan stuff, a lot of the cotton candy stuff, but this is a bigger issue right now. I may not be at the Academy Awards unless I get these tickets. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I believe I do have a right to sit within the first 10 rows. If you don't like the term homovision, we can call it my internal gay homo truth detector, but I have, as all gay people have, a much better ability to detecting bullcrap than straight people do. And when I see Sally Field stand there and lie through her teeth when she says, "You like me, you really like me," and that was all, she scripted that weeks before. And if you,
wait a minute. You're telling me your homovision can find out that Sally Field is full of crap when she said, "You like me, you all like me."
That's correct.
That's one of the most unabashedly honest moments, and it's, and she's mocked for it. You know?
Well, she should be mocked for it because it was bullcrap. Somebody wrote that line for her 3 weeks before and it fell flat. It fell like a wet fart. So my homovision is going to be in evidence there on Sunday night for people start getting out of it.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I don't think you know anybody. I think you're just
Oh, really? I know a lot. I know one guy who's been in 5 major motion pictures in the last 20 years. He's blonde, tall. I'm not going to say his name, but this guy is as queer as a $3 bill. I will out him and others if I don't get these.
All right. I don't want you outing anybody on this show. Do you understand?
I won't do that.
Okay. I will not allow this show to be used as a platform for that. Here is Cindy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I just want to say that I have to say I am so surprised that he's even a journalist. I don't think he has any idea what he's saying.
I'm a gay journalist.
Well, I don't care what you are. You are setting back the gay community by over 10 years with what you're saying.
Who am I speaking to?
Cindy.
Who is it? Patricia Ireland?
Whoever it is that you're talking to, I don't think you realize the impact that you're having on gay community.
No, all I'm saying is that
you're making yourself sound like an idiot, and
ma'am,
it makes the gay community sound like they're idiots.
Well, ma'am, you
and that's
disagree.
Not the way they are.
Well, you may be homophobic, and there'll be a lot of things, okay, but I
am not homophobic. I hang out with gay people all my life. Surprisingly enough, I am not gay because I don't choose to be gay.
Well,
but you just came out of the closet 6 months ago, yet you're on the air stating all these untruthful things. There is not such a thing as a homo radiator or whatever it is that you do.
I said it's homo.
I'm sorry. You are a pathetic person. You should not speak for the gay community.
I really love these little short, and you're short, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Actually, I'm 5'7".
Well, you sound like a little short, straight woman.
Well, I'm not.
Going to start speaking.
That goes to show how you're gay.
You know how I know you're homophobic? You know how I know you're homophobic? You said that I chose
to. I am not homophobic.
No, then you
I am not homophobic. I have had about so many roommates that are gay. I grew up in a gay community.
Okay.
I have
nobody
been
chooses
to San Francisco.
It.
I have been everywhere
right.
with my gay friends.
But nobody chooses it. That's how I know you're homophobic.
Excuse
you said
me?
You said that people choose homosexuality because we're born into it. All right, so that proves you're homophobic.
No, I choose not to be gay.
Number two, nobody chooses to be gay.
My friends do not choose to be gay. They
nobody
are gay.
Chooses
There's
to
a
be
difference.
Gay.
Now, you
nobody
being out of the closet 6 months would not know that.
I am gay, and I'm a gay journalist, okay? And
how old
journalist.
Are you, might I ask?
I'm 38 years old.
And you just came out of the closet 6 months ago?
If you were gay, you
should have come out of the closet when you were 10.
There's people who've been out of the closet for 20 years.
What's the difference?
Well, just some people who've been down the road.
You're not gay because
you're gay.
You're gay because you choose to be gay. 6 months is choosing to be
why
gay.
Why didn't you choose to be gay?
Oh, when was your first encounter?
I'm asking you. Why didn't you choose to be gay?
Because I'm not attracted to
men. Oh, you hate
I'm
fans.
I'm attracted to men.
So you hate fans.
There's a difference.
So you hate gay people.
No, right. I don't.
That's
I love
that's
them.
Not what
very
she
much
said.
Well, if you love them, then you'd be gay.
Why?
I'm a gay man. Do you know that I'm gay?
Yeah, I hear you. You're gay.
Okay, and I'm a gay journalist. You know that.
Yeah, you say it quite clear, unfortunately.
Well, I don't know whether you're hearing it or whether, you know, but my homovision on Sunday night is going to determine who's
sir,
mine.
There is no such thing as homovision. What you're trying to do is get some free tickets to get yourself to the Academy Award.
Ma'am.
That's what
get
I figured.
Life,
that's what I figured.
You do not deserve to be at the Academy Award.
Are you a fag
hag? And you discredit all gay people, so please don't speak on their behalf.
Cindy, are you a fag hag?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay, there, I knew it. So in other words, you get your jollies kind of hanging around.
I said I was a fag hag when I called in.
You get
and
your
jollies. And no, I don't get my jollies off of anything,
you get
okay?
Your jollies. Well, why don't you hang around with some healthy straight men?
I do have healthy straight men friends. I choose to have gay friends because I embrace them
she
a
has
lot more.
She has gay friends and...
Well, Mr. Henry, who's talking to you?
Well,
what
I'm
are
the
you talking about?
I'm the host of the show, don't I get...
I don't want to host the show button in while I'm talking to you, Cindy. Number one, I am gay, all right? Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
All right. Number two, if I don't get those tickets, a lot of people are going to get outed. And
you are threatening to out people whose reputations can be seriously damaged if not ruined. Why would you do that? Because you can't sit in the first 10 rows.
Exactly.
Because, as I try to explain to Cindy, people need the benefit of my homovision. And the biggest problem... Oh, laughing, huh?
I think you're a nut. I think the biggest problem is, like, go to the loony bin.
Well, you know what I think? You want to know what I think? I think the biggest problem the gay community has today is an overabundance. We are overrun with fag hags.
Well, whatever it is that you think, I really don't care as long as you stay in the closet, because you do a total disservice to the gay community. That's what I'm here to tell you.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
If you want to be gay, fine. But you know what? Don't represent the gay community.
Because you're not doing them any help at all. I'm helping the gay community by getting my homo vision into that theater. All right?
How do you know that there aren't other...
I honestly think you need to seek some psychiatric help.
Oh, here we go. Okay,
maybe.
Fine. The American Psychiatric Association ruled out homosexuality as a mental illness in the 1950s.
Well, you're definitely mentally ill, I'll tell you that much.
Well, oh, so
obviously you're going to be right.
So you think being gay is healthy? Do you think being gay is a
No, I think you have a problem. That's what I'm saying.
You know, I really think you ought to put on a big mink coat and put your makeup on and, you know, use lipstick as eyeliner, whatever you do. Go out with all your fag friends.
Come to think of it.
Go dancing in some gay club with all your gay friends and just ignore the fact.
I've been there, done that, honey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not like you. I haven't been out of the closet 6 months. No. I've been a fag hag all my life.
You've been a fag hag your whole life. You're straight, and you don't have homo vision, and you're jealous. And, boy,
I think you're jealous of the Academy Award people that are going to be there.
Right, yeah. All of the people in the Academy are going to have good seats, and you got to sit in the tent. You got to sit backstage with all of the press, okay?
What? They're not going to invite you.
You know what? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm sitting in the
room. What does it matter what you are? You're not going to get invited. And especially
if you have time to
get out, you will get nowhere near the Academy Award.
Because you don't have homo vision. You need to sit back, relax your crack, and learn something.
Oh, boy.
Okay, sit back in the closet and let you miss any help.
All right, Cindy, thanks for your call. Watch it, Doug.
Tell me watch it. She's the one. She started it.
She started. Are you on my show or are you not talking about this stuff? Here is Monica on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Monica.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, this is Monica, and I'm sorry that I'm calling, you know, because I never
I'm
had
sorry
to call.
I'm sorry you called too, Monica.
Yeah,
all right,
I
knock
never
it off.
I had to call a radio show, but I just want to say something, okay? Whoever is on your show, and obviously I'm not very much in tune with whoever he is, but...
Monica, is this going to take some time?
I'm sorry?
Is this speech of yours going to take some time?
No, he just needs to... really needs to understand that there is a difference between being somebody that he wants to be...
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
We understand that, and you have made your point, but there is one thing that you need to understand. People shouldn't be labeled by what they are and what they do in their bedroom. People should be valued for what their abilities are. And if you have not been invited to the Academy Award to be a journalist, I don't think it has anything with you being a gay person.
What country
are you
from?
It has to do with your ability of not being able to...
Roberto Benigni was the most insincere award winner I've ever seen. Now,
I just want you to know that you have no clue. When you were talking about Roberto Benigni, let me tell you something. I take great offense because you are very ignorant. You did not grow up... Let me finish.
Roberto Benigni was putting that whole act on, okay?
Let me finish. If you're a journalist, you should be willing to listen to your audience.
Well, you come from Italy where they had a dictator, so you go ahead and tell me what it is.
You need to understand this. You cannot speak of something when you have not experienced it. You did not grow up in Italy, and you have no clue what a genius Roberto Benigni is.
He's a phony baloney.
If you would speak like that. And let me tell you what
he's not even Italian, by the way. Roberto Benigni is not even Italian. I figured that out with my homo vision.
Roberto Benigni is not Italian.
No, he's not. He comes from Austria.
You have no ability to connect to people.
He's
and somebody
Canadian.
That should have homo vision, I'm telling you this, you have blind vision because you are unable to connect to your audience and you're unable to connect to your listeners.
What do you think about the fact that Roberto Benigni is actually from Alaska?
You don't want to talk about that.
All right, okay, that lady couldn't, you know, she's so angry she couldn't clean up her language. And
yeah, I really got a piss tonight.
You know something, and I'm angry too. Thank goodness I'm a professional. And what do you mean Roberto Benigni's Alaskan?
That's my information. And unless I get those tickets for the first 10 rows, I'm going to let everybody know that Benigni is from Alaska and is not Italian. So I want the first 10 rows, and I'm telling the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences or whatever that bullcrap is you call yourself, you get me tickets or I'm going to start outing people.
The hell? Sorry. This is the Phil Hendry Show. That's the one. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. Still Henry Show, and we